The annual competition is held at regional, state, and national levels. High school students choose poems from an anthology, recite them from memory, and are scored on their performances in three rounds of competition.
Mingus at the Showplace by William Matthews. I was miserable, of course, for I was 17. And so I swung into action and wrote a poem. And it was miserable, for that was how I thought poetry worked.
That's Elisa Larson at this year's state competition with the poem she recited in the first round. Her second round work was Friendship After Love by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. And in the final round, she recited Spanglish by Tato La Vieira.
In colloquial combate, en las aceras del soil, Imperio Spanglish emerges. Control pandillaje sobre territorio bilingual. Las novelas mexicanas mixing with radio rock and roll. Condimented cocina lore. Immigrant. Migrant. Nasal mispronouncements. Barajas chismeteos. Social club. Hip-hop prieto. Street salsa.
Larson was runner-up in the state event last year, but this year she took top honors. I spoke with her about the poems she chose and the experience. Tell me about the competition. I've been watching it online a little bit about it, but for people who don't know, what's it like?
Well, one thing I like about it is that it's very low stress as compared to, you know, like maybe sports state competitions. So you go in the first day and it's really just like a meet and greet of everybody, and you just get to like hang out and you listen to a lady came in. They always bring somebody in every year, and a lady came in and she recites some of her own poetry, and it's just very like relaxed, and it makes you feel like much more prepared because you know everybody and you're like, we're all here in this together. And then the next day of the competition, we go in and we actually get to rehearse in the studio before the competition. So we go in the morning, and there's a guy that's brought in, and he's kind of like a poet laureate from Alaska, so he knows his way around poetry out loud and what they're expecting. And so you do one or two of your poems for him, and he kind of gives you some tips that you can work on, and you get to work with the mic and the lights and everything, which is really, really helpful, which really de-stresses everything and kind of prepares you more. And then the rest of the day is kind of just activities to get our mind away from poetry out loud in the competition. So we got to go meet with our senators and representatives at the Capitol, which was cool. And then we got a tour of the governor's mansion and the Alaska State Museum. So that kind of, you know, gets your mind from it, and it's really nice. And then the competition happens later that evening.
Now, the three poems you selected, I think you get to choose from an anthology of a long list of poems. Mm-hmm. Why did you select those three? Do they have any special meaning for you?
Yeah. So the first poem, it's called Mingus at the Showplace, and I really liked it because it's a very conversational poem. You know, it's not what you think of your typical, like, pre-18th century poems. And so it was very easy for me to understand it and relate to it. And then the second one, there's actually some regulations for the other two. So one has to be pre-20th century and one has to be 25 lines or fewer. And you can actually select one of those to have both of those. So that's what I did for my second one. It was 25 lines and fewer and pre-20th century. And it was called Friendship After Love. And I really enjoyed that one just because it's just about, it's like what the title is about, you know, like becoming friends with somebody after, you know, you've loved them. And it was just very, even though it was only 25 lines or fewer, it was very deep, and there was a lot in each line, and I really like to analyze things like that and understand them, and it was kind of fun for me, so I chose that one because of that. It was just a very deep poem. And then the third one I chose was Spanglish, which is actually like a mix between Spanish and English. So halfway through a line, they'd switch from English to Spanish.
And you're fluent in both, it sounds like.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I chose that last one, is just because I usually don't really get to express the Spanish heritage side of me. And so I decided that would be kind of cool to incorporate that.
Now, as a winner, you get an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C., but you're not going.
I'm not, unfortunately, no.
Why is that? You're just not able to make it work?
Well, yeah, I have just, like, coming to the end of senior year, there's a lot of things that I need to do to prepare for like this next part of my life going off to college. And that's, you know, college things, it's local scholarships, it's I'm actually doing a Spanish exam where I can get college credit for the class. And so I have to prepare for that, which is going to be around that time. And so I just figured that it would be too much for that month of April to really focus on it, because I figured if I was going to go to nationals and like represent our state, I want to do the best possible. And I felt that it would be unfair if I couldn't prepare fully for it. So I passed along, and it was a tough decision, but it was one that I had to make. So
instead of Larson, this year's state runner-up from West Anchorage High will go to the national finals in her place. Larson does receive $200 for first place, and Petersburg High gets a $500 stipend for the purchase of poetry books. By the way, that's Larson's second state title this school year. She was also on the 2A state champion volleyball team in the fall. In Alaska, the State Poetry Out Loud competition is put on each year by the Alaska State Council on the Arts, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Poetry Foundation, the Alaska State Writing Consortium, and the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council. The national finals are April 23rd through the 25th at George Washington University in the nation's capital. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.